It is September 20th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. According to a post on a SIBO alumni page on Facebook, Lee Tenzer has passed away. He was surrounded by his wife Marilyn and his daughters Kate, Becca, and Missy at a hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. Lee was the founder of the trading firm Letco. JLN interviewed Lee for our Open Outcry Traders History Project video series. Lee's first clerk was John Nigerian, and later he hired Don Wilson. He formed Letco so he and Nigerian could both trade, as an entity was required to do that. At its peak, Letco had 75 traders and 150 employees. I asked Don Wilson for a comment on Lee's passing, and he shared this with me. The Chicago trading community owes a great debt to Lee Tenzer, and I'll put myself at the head of that list. Lee hired me as a 20-year-old graduate of the University of Chicago to join Letco. After 9 months, he said, "I think you're going to do well. You tell me what you want to trade." And shortly thereafter, I found myself on a seat in the Eurodollar option pit. What I'll most remember about Lee was the way he operated. He was a man of great integrity who always treated people fairly. The NFA published its August board meeting update video, produced by John Lothian Productions. Hidden Road Partners CIV US LLC has been approved as a CME clearing member firm effective September 16th, 2022. Hidden Road Partners CIV US LLC has been approved as a CBOT clearing member firm effective September 16th, 2022 as well. And Hidden Road Partners CIV US LLC has been approved as a NYMEX and COMEX clearing member firm effective September 16th, 2022. The Weimar SG meeting, Carbon Markets and the Net Zero Future, scheduled for September 27th in Singapore, is fully booked and there are 100 people on the wait list, sources say. My son Tim is a teacher at a Montessori school in Columbia, Missouri. The husband of the director of the school is conducting a GoFundMe campaign fundraiser to help lower the cost of tuition of students of the school. He is riding across the state of Missouri on the Katy Trail for the fundraiser. If you're interested in helping Tim's school, Columbia Montessori Society, Inc., you can donate with the link in today's newsletter. By the way, the Katy Trail is a beautiful ride. I have ridden parts of it. SIFMA is holding its annual meeting titled "The Intersection of Public Policy and Finance" on October 24th at the Intercontinental New York Barclay in New York City. Featured speakers include CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham and SEC Chairman Gary Gensler. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to join the wait list. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our MarketsWiki Education short of the day. Julie Lerner, Disruptive Tech and Entrepreneurship. In this video from MarketsWiki Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Julie Lerner, CEO of Pan Exchange, discusses the convergence of global markets and being a successful entrepreneur. Lerner maintains that not only do you need passion, you need a specific niche. She realized she found hers when she learned how to embed options into cash contracts while working for Cargill, trading Latin America's sugar. Lerner's passion is commodities, but her niche is business development. any entrepreneur trying to develop a business must have the network and reputation to give the endeavor legs. A great idea is useless in a vacuum. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Newsweek. Phoenix won't limit water use because California would take saved gallons. One Arizona water official said Phoenix won't require residents to conserve water yet, fearing that the action wouldn't actually benefit the Colorado River and instead would be diverted to other states struggling with drought. Jeff Bergstrom says, "Tragedy of the commons on full display." Here's a story from Bloomberg. Broker's model sees Argentina beating England in World Cup final. Messi's Argentina is set for victory in Qatar. Liberum forecasts. Strategist Clement warns model includes element of chance. A London-based stockbroker has forecast victory for Argentina and yet more years of hurt for England football fans, according to its model predicting the winner of the upcoming FIFA World Cup. After toppling Spain in the semifinals, Lionel Messi's Argentina will beat old rivals England in the December 18th final in Qatar to lift their first World Cup in 36 years. Liberum Capital Limited strategist Joachim Clements said in a note Tuesday. My comment, my crystal ball has the opposite result. Here's a story from Bloomberg. German job market is so hot that candidates are ghosting employers. 56% of recruiters says ghosting by applicants rose last year. Indeed, survey highlights challenges posed by labor shortage. Good workers are in such high demand in Germany that they're increasingly ghosting prospective employers. While companies sometimes ignore undesired applicants, candidates in Europe's biggest economy have begun disappearing during the hiring process, according to a poll of 400 recruiters conducted August 1st by job website Indeed. My comment, they should accept both jobs and work them both. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story Monday was late Merck leader Jack Sanders' Lake Bluff estate sells from Crane Chicago Business. Second was a tie between Factsheet, White House releases first ever comprehensive framework for responsible development of digital assets from the White House, and SIBO to further expand S&P 500 index option suite with new and additional daily expirations from SIBO Global Markets. Third was also a tie between Bloomberg's The $24 trillion treasury market needs more than just clearing, and the LinkedIn post congratulating J. Christopher Giancarlo on being named among the most popular cryptocurrency lawyers of 2022 by Coins Capture. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, a story from Bloomberg. The headline, in brutal year for bonds, trading has become exciting again. Central bank's inflation fight has woken up a sleepy market. It's fun now to trade bonds again, Long Tails Bensali says. Amid the wreckage of the great bond market bust of 2022, there's a silver lining for some. Traders in the trenches of the $24 trillion treasury market said it's finally exciting again. This turn of events follows years of markets being lulled to sleep by central bankers doing whatever it took to suppress interest rates, in part to, get this, keep inflation from falling too low. While the excitement may not rival the likes of crypto or meme stocks, it's enough to make trading government debt a lot more interesting. This year, with the Federal Reserve and global policymakers aggressively lifting rates to rein in consumer prices, many fixed income professionals have been confronted with the wildest volatility of their careers. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, NASDAQ makes first big crypto push to lure institutional clients. NASDAQ Inc. is making its first major push into crypto as the second largest stock exchange prepares to capitalize on increasing appetite for digital currencies among big money investors. A new group dedicated to digital assets will initially offer custody services for Bitcoin and Ether to institutional investors, according to Ty Cohen, the company's executive vice president and head of North America markets. Nasdaq hired Ira Auerbach, who ran prime broker services at crypto exchange Gemini, to head up the new Nasdaq Digital Assets Unit. Here's another story, also from Bloomberg. The headline, SEC suit hints at case for U.S. jurisdiction over Ethereum network. A saga over cryptocurrency regulation took another twist courtesy of a comment buried in a Securities Exchange Commission lawsuit that hints at a case for U.S. jurisdiction over the Ethereum blockchain. The suit lodged Monday is against the founder of a crypto investment research firm over allegedly undisclosed incentives linked to an initial coin offering. It also detailed the movement of Ether tokens in relation to the case. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.